Snowflower and the Secret Fan starts out looking like a really fascinating contrast between women's lives in China today and in the bad old days of foot binding, with a lot of colorful detail about foot binding, correspondence by letters written on fans, arranged marriages, and generally horribly limited lives for women in the old days. But director Wayne Wang and his three screenwriters have limited the presentation so totally to the two main characters that we never see much of the cultures, either old or new. And even the story of the two women and their formal signed vow of eternal love is never developed enough that its deeper nature becomes clear. We see them from childhood to maturity holding to that vow as the only thing that makes their circumscribed lives even livable, but we never see what they talk about even, much less what they dream about or really want. The Chinese men are such as one would expect to leave a trail of slime, but it isn't clear what the problem is with the one Australian one. The culture apparently beats the women down into veritable puppets, but one might expect some kind of satisfaction out of their children, at least when they're young, but there doesn't seem to be any. There's a revolution, but what it means to anybody is never suggested. It seems to serve only to break up one family. One woman is Korean, but that doesn't seem to matter much either. I was told by a lady that Snowflower and the Secret Fan was a book club novel a few years ago that covered all these things, but the movie is just a plot summary, gorgeously photographed but empty at the core. It's too bad because there's just enough here to suggest what a banquet of material was available. That neither the cultures nor the relationships get developed is really a wasted opportunity. Jim Erickson, over and out.